Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all right here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online, too, at besteveryou.com. And now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Best Ever You Show. Thank you so much for listening. This is a very special edition of Best Ever You. It's a Monday show. We don't usually do our shows on Monday, but we have, a guest that feels a little bit larger than life, right, Katie? I can kind of feel my heart beating here.
Well, I know. I'm so excited. I've been a Hay House junkie for years, and yes, and I've met Reed a couple of times, and he's going to be a great guest.
Yeah, so everybody listening, I know the chat room is full, and everybody's in social media right now, but let's just take a moment before we begin and just direct you on the internet to hayhouse.com. You can go to hayhouse.com and look at the website. You can go to healyourlife.com. And while we're on the air, we're also going to be managing social media live. We have Deb Scott, who is also a part of the founded the Motivation Marathon, and we're just really excited to have her manning the chat room, Twitter, Facebook. What else is there? YouTube, besteveryou.com, whatever, hayhouse.com. No, we're just monitoring it all because there are a ton of people listening to the show. So we welcome you and your tweets and your questions. If you want to call us live, the phone number is 714-868-0220. And with that, I want to give just a big, huge Best Ever You welcome to Reed Tracy, the president and CEO of Hay House. Welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to spending some time with you both.
Yeah, it's him, Katie. It's really him. Isn't that fun? Well, now, Hay House, let's talk about what Hay House is. For there's a lot of people listening to this call who have, you know, a variety of levels at where they're at in their self-growth and so forth. And so we want to make sure and just take a step back and explain what Hay House is, how it got started, who Louise Hay is, who you are, and take it away, Reed. It's your show. Go.
All right. Well, Hay House, this year is our 25th anniversary of Hay House.
Yay.
Hay House was started in 1987 by Louise Hay. Louise is a real famous author. She wrote a book called You Can Heal Your Life, which has sold about 40 million copies around the world. And Louise had actually written You Can Heal Your Life and another book called Heal Your Body before she started Hay House. And then she wrote You Can Heal Your Life in 1984. And in 1987, she decided to start Hay House so she could publish other people's books, not just her own. And so that's when she decided she needed to have a publishing company. And just a little side note, Louise started Hay House when she was 60 years old. So any of you out there listening who think, you know, it's too late to get started, she's a perfect example that that isn't true. And she started it when she was 60. She just turned on October 8th, she turned 86 years old. And she just did a seminar in Scotland, a seminar in London, a seminar in Washington, D.C., 3 weeks in a row. So she's very active still and busy doing things and still out there changing people's lives. So that's really the whole point of Hay House is we do self-empowerment kind of books and seminars and websites and all the different things to help people change their lives. That's the goal of Hay House. We're the largest publishing company in the world dedicated solely to that. I started at Hay House in 1988. So 1 year after it started, I've been there 24 years. And when I started at Hay House, we had three books and five tapes that we published, and now we have thousands of books and tapes that we publish through Hay House. And then recently we started a new self-publishing division called Balboa Press. And Balboa Press already has over 1,800 authors, which is more than Hay House. So in 2 years since Balboa Press has been going, we have more authors than Hay House has had in 25 years. So it's an exciting thing as well. So we're just basically trying to do products, books, tapes, videos, and live seminars to help improve people's lives. And we've had good success with that. Just in the United States alone, we've sold over 60 million books and tapes. So
amazing. How did meeting Louise Hay change your life?
Well, I could probably spend the whole hour telling my story about how I came, but basically, before I came to Hay House, I was a CPA. And I was hired at Hay House just to do accounting, to be the financial director of the company. And basically, I never had heard of any of the concepts or ideas that Louise or any of our other Hay House authors had have present, you know. And I remember the first time that I came home. At first, Hay House was, since I started as a CPA, Hay House was a client of our CPA firm. That's how I started working with them first. So I've been really working with Hay House since the beginning. And when Hay House was a client, when I was a CPA, I remember coming home from work and saying, you know, we have this new client, and this lady, like, believes that if you change your thoughts, you can change your life, you know. And I said, and, you know, I know it sounds crazy, but she really believes it, and she's not just doing it for the money, you know. And that was kind of my first experience. And then I always say that the rest of it I picked up by osmosis. So I never really just sat down and started studying it all. I'm just around all Louise I talk to every day, and Wayne Dyer I talk to every day, and other Hay House authors, and I've just been exposed and around this material for so long that I hear myself giving advice to people, and I'm like, where did that come from? You know, so I can't say that there's like any moment I sat down and things affected me, but definitely over the 24 years, I've had a lot of change in the way I look at things, and most of it has come from the Hay House authors and just the Hay House attitude.
Yeah. Go ahead, Katie.
You know, Reed, one of the things that I was reading that you wrote the other day to aspiring authors, you were encouraging them to follow their heart and when they write, and not to write what they think you want to hear, but what really is honest and authentic to them. And can you just talk a little bit about that? Because that, to me, is such a Hay House principle.
Yeah. Well, I do workshops with Cheryl Richardson. We do this workshop called Speak, Write, and Promote. And like the next one we're going to do is November 16th to 18th in New York City. And we teach like up-and-coming, like authors or people that want to be authors, like really, like how to give speeches for a living, how to publish books, how to promote themselves on social media and those kind of things. And one of the things that we teach in the speaking part is touch before you teach, or in other words, you have to tell your real authentic stories from your heart and really connect with people, because people can tell when you're just saying it to saying it, or when you really believe it, especially in a live speech. And it's very important to do that both when you're speaking and writing, because the thing that people connect to is really that feeling, that those emotions, more than just the mechanics of how to do things.
You know, one thing on that, a lot of authors sit down and write, and they're probably afraid, or, you know, maybe come from a fear spot of, you know, this is something that happened to me, or, you know, maybe I'm not so certain I want to share that with people or have somebody know that about me. Does that mean you're not a good candidate for being an author, or does that mean maybe it might become you to write that out and tell somebody else so it helps someone, including yourself?
Yeah, I can tell hundreds of stories about people who thought that, and then, like, we have a recent person that speaks at our events and things, and she was saying, you know, she went through a divorce and things, and she said, you know, I don't know if I want to tell people that. Who cares about my divorce? Who cares about this and that? And she got up on the stage and she told the story, and she had, you know, hundreds of people come up and say, oh my God, that sounds like my story, or this really helped change my thinking or helped change my life, what you just told me. And then from that point on, she realized that by telling the story, it really started helping other people, and it also helped her realize that she wasn't the only one with the story. So by helping other people, she ended up helping herself, and I think that's very common. People at first are saying, you know, I don't know if I want to tell all the real truth of the story, but when they go out and do it, they find the reaction is a lot of times different than they think, and usually the reaction for themselves is better than they ever could dream, because what we found a lot at Hay House and through our authors and books is what one thing that I personally think is that the best authors teach what they learn need to learn the most a lot of times. And so, like Louise, her books are all about self-esteem and all that, and the reason why her books are so good is because that's really what she needed to learn. So when she teaches you, you can really tell that she's been through it herself, and it's a lot different than someone just coming up and say, do this, because I read it in a book, rather than really lived it and worked with a lot of people to overcome those things.
Now, can we mention specific authors? Because one of our favorite authors is on Best Ever You every once in a while, her name is Michelle Phillips.
Yeah.
She wrote The Beauty Blueprint.
Sure.
And we love her.
Yep, I love her too.
Yeah. She said, hello.
Yeah, well, Michelle, so basically how we met Michelle was through our Speak, Write, and Promote workshop. She came to one of the first Speak, Write, and Promote workshops. She was chosen to give a speech as part of our speaking part of that workshop, where we teach people how to give the speech and then pick people from the audience to give speeches. And that's how she became a Hay House author, was literally from one of our events.
So it's true. It can really happen. And, you know, I don't know if I should, you know, I'm a new Hay House author.
<That's
really> exciting.
Right.
Thank you, Reed.
You're welcome.
It's amazing. You know, it really, what kind of advice do you give to writers really wanting to become Hay House authors?
Well, the biggest thing from a practical standpoint is you have to build an audience of people that want to get your advice, and that's called a platform, or it's a way, that's like the jargon in the industry, it's called a platform, and it's a place basically where you have a group of people that want to hear what you have to say. So for instance, you have your radio show, you have your website, you have different ways to get the word out about what you're doing, and then if you do other things like seminars or books or those kind of things, then those people learn to trust you and want to hear what you have to say, so they'll buy those books or buy the products. And building that platform or direct connection with your audience is a key element of being a successful author, and it's the number one thing that agents and publishers are looking for when they're looking for new authors, because it's really hard just to take, there's a lot of books that are the best books ever written that no one's ever read because they didn't have a way to get them out into the people. And the number one way books are sold are by word of mouth. And word of mouth only comes if people read your book. It can't come by writing a good book that nobody reads. So And so that's a big part of it is building that direct connection with your audience.
Do you think?
Well, in the Movers and Shakers workshop that you're talking about, Reed, I actually went to one of the same one as Michelle, and you do such a great job of helping authors understand exactly how to do that, because so many people out there don't know how to build a platform.
Right.
So that's one of the things Hay House does, is help you figure out how to do that.
Correct.
Do you think people write a book by themselves?
By themselves, in other words, that they're the only ones that write all the words and do all the... I mean...
It seems like it takes a team of people to really... Sometimes, you know, you've got the idea and you write the book and so forth, but it seems like there's, you know, like Kate, you know, Katie helped with the coffee breaks on Percolate and things like that, and it seems like there's a lot of people along the way who help you. In other words, where I'm going with that is if you're sitting down and you're sitting all by yourself and you're writing a book, maybe you reach out to people to help you even.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very, very common for almost all the major authors we deal with at Hay House also have their own editors that they work with, even in addition to the Hay House editors. That's very common. People always get feedback from friends and people in their communities to help get feedback on which areas to cover, what areas not to cover. And that all adds to the success of your book. The more information you get, the more things you do to improve it before it comes out, the better. And no, almost nobody sits in a dark room and writes the book themselves.
My kids even helped write Percolate.
Right, exactly. I mean, everyone does it, and that's what happens. I mean, there has to be a starting point to it, but a lot of people help. And my wife writes children's books, and she's written some best-selling ones with Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay and other people. But she gets a lot of, you know, like my kids help her too, so you're not the only one.
Exactly. Now, let's go back to Louise for just a minute, and could you maybe talk just a little bit about her story so people understand some of the things that happened to her and how she changed her life? I know I read in the book, for example, that she took up yoga at age 75.
She's done a lot of things. I mean, she took a children's art class when she turned 80, you know, her and all a bunch of 8-year-old kids. she's a person that always is learning new things and doing that. But basically her story began, you know, obviously a long time ago, but she was married for a long time, and then she got a divorce, and that divorce was the start of her, of her becoming Louise Hay that we know today. And what happened was is that someone invited her to a talk at a religious science church in New York City, and that she went to the talk, and the person that she was supposed to go with never showed up. But she heard while she was at the talk that if you change your thoughts, you could change your life. And she's like, really? You know, that sounds amazing. Maybe I should look into that. And Louise was someone who had a really horrible childhood, and she left home when she was 13 years old, and she has a whole backstory like that, so it's not somebody that, you know, had a lot of things going for them. And then she thought when she got married, everything was going to get better. Then she got divorced, and then she went to this religious science church and heard that, and then she became a religious science practitioner, which means basically that they can give counseling and things to the members of the church, and that takes 3 or 4 years of classes to do that. And then she became that, and then she started doing smaller workshops, and then a little bit bigger workshops and individual counseling and different things like that to build up her base of knowledge. And then in 1988, she was on Oprah and Donahue in the same week. And at that time, Donahue was the bigger show than Oprah. and she became like a best-selling author and household name, but really it was all building from her experiences before that. So her whole message is basically change your thoughts, change your life.
Yeah, and kind of also it's never too late, like you were saying too.
Yeah.
I mean, it really seems like she also never gave up. I was reading about her childhood, and there might be people inclined to give up.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely never gave up, and she's an amazing student. She just never stops learning from people, and even for, she's had a publishing company for all this time, and she even came to all our speak, write, and promote workshops. So it's like she doesn't go anymore, but she the first, like, four or five, she went to them and sat through them all. She probably could have given the speeches as well as Cheryl and I by the end.
Yeah. What's it like going from being a CPA to a CEO of this huge worldwide company?
Well, it's definitely something that, like, wasn't planned. It wasn't like the way that I never ever thought that I was going to be working at a publishing company, let alone in charge of the publishing company. And also, another part of my job at Hay House is that basically about 80% of the books that we publish I've selected over the years, or maybe 90%, along with Louise, but that I've been real involved in that part of getting the authors and selecting the books, and that is something I really didn't think I was going to be part of either. But it's just over the years of just doing it, I've learned how to do it. It's not like I ever learned, like, I didn't work at any other publishing companies, I didn't do anything like that. It's just doing it and really paying attention to what the people wanted, and then giving them the books to help change their lives that they wanted, and then just meeting the right authors and people to help deliver that message. So it's really the success of our authors that have made the success of Hay House, and we've always tried to emphasize that, and that's, I think, being started by an author herself has given us a little bit different perspective. And then basically Louise just let me make lots of mistakes to learn things, and, you know, she's such a good teacher of people that she taught me not so much the business stuff, she doesn't know that, but the rest of what she taught helped make our success, basically, just by her letting me do things and making Hay House bigger than she ever dreamed it would be, but in the same point, sticking to the basic roots that it was. So for me, it's like I said, it's not like it was some big plan that came true, but each year something new seems to happen, and it's still fun to do.
Well, if she ever listens to this, well, one thing I want to say to her is just thank you so much for being so brave.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just, isn't she, Katie? She's
absolutely
brave.
She, the courage, and as a mental health professional, when she wrote You Can Heal Your Life, I used it because it was one of the first times someone actually told their story in a way that my clients could understand and relate to it.
Yeah.
And so I used it a lot with my clients, and I still do. I still use a lot of Hay House books with people because they are people who write for Hay House allow themselves to tell their authentic, vulnerable self. And that's what we can all relate to. It's really helpful. And I want to thank Louise, too, because she's made my life easier, too, and much better.
Yeah, she's a lot of people thanking her. So at Hay House, we've sold, like I said, 60 million books in the United States. So 1 in 5 people have bought a book from Hay House. So that's a lot of people.
So what else can you do at Hay House? So people can go to hayhouse.com, and I know there are other things like a radio program. There's radio programming. There's audio tapes. Can you maybe give us a rundown of some of the other things other than books that you guys are doing, including maybe movies?
Sure. We have Hay House Radio, which is at hayhouseradio.com, and Hay House Radio, about 1 million people a month listen to Hay House Radio around the world. And so we started that about 6 years ago. And it's the reason we started Hay House Radio really is it's the only place. Instead of, we don't have like a bunch of interview shows and different things like that. It's a place for you to be able to call up, and 1 hour a week you can call and talk to Wayne Dyer, or you can call and talk to Doreen Virtue or Cheryl Richardson or one of the many different people. And we really wanted to give people access to the authors that they're reading and learning from other than just through their books. And so it's been a very successful way to help a lot of people. I mean, as far as success goes, it's not the financial success because it costs us a lot of money to put it on, but it's the success of helping that many more people. And we also have an app for the iPhone and iPad and all that, so you can listen to Hay House Radio on your phone, in your car, those kind of things. And then we have a website called healyourlife.com, which has thousands of free articles by all the different authors. And we've started doing some movies and things like that. We have a movie called You Can Heal Your Life about Louise's life. We have one called The Shift, which is Louise's movie is more of a documentary. The Shift is a regular movie, drama kind of movie. It has Portia de Rossi, who's married to Ellen DeGeneres, is one of the stars, and Wayne Dyer's in the movie, and it's based on his material, but he acts in the movie as himself. But it's not like it's not a documentary. It's a real movie. And then we just came out with a series of movies called The Tales of Everyday Magic. In fact, on Louise's birthday, October 8th, she turned 86. We offer that movie free to all the people on her Facebook page, and she has about 600,000 people on there, or 700,000, something like that, and we let them watch that. But it's a whole new series of short movies, under an hour, and one's called Painting the Future, based on Louise's affirmation. One's called My Greatest Teacher. It's based basically on how Wayne Dyer found his father, who had left him when he was a child. And then we have another one based on Greg Braden's work, and another. There's four altogether in the Tales of Everyday Magic series. So we do that, and then we do live seminars like I Can Do It seminars, which we're going to have a seminar in Pasadena at the end of October, and then in New York in November. And those seminars, like in Pasadena, we have 20 different authors going to be there. They have workshops and that sort of thing. And then the one that we do in New York in November is called I Can Do It Ignite, and it's 20 up-and-coming authors. Well, there's Louise is there, Wayne Dyer, Doreen Virtue, and then 20 authors that are newer authors, and each of those authors speak for 20 minutes, so it's kind of like TED for Hay House, TED Talks for Hay House, and it's all a bunch of new authors and up-and-coming authors and those kind of things. And it's real exciting and fun to do those because it's just such a different thing, and it's just a way to introduce a whole bunch of new authors to the world, basically.
It makes them real and touchable and reachable.
Yeah.
It's a really neat way of doing things. We have a question in the chat room, And the question is from Deb Scott, and she is wondering what trend Reed is seeing in the publishing industry.
And what? Well, the trend. I mean, everyone always asks like for trends of what kind of books to publish and what kind of area they should go to. And to be honest, by the time I say the trend, by the time you get your book out, the trend will be over because it takes time to do that. And so we don't really look for necessarily trends of what people are buying right now. Is more like it's more important to write the books about what you know, what you've experienced in your life. I mean, as far as the overall publishing industry goes, the big trend is towards electronic books. So 3 years ago, barely anyone knew what electronic books were. And now 25% to 30% of nonfiction books are sold electronically, and 50% to 70% of fiction books are sold electronically. So that's the huge, huge trend, is moving into these electronic books that people, you know, you have on your Kindle, your iPad, your phone. And there's even, I've recently been reading that they're coming out with a device in Europe where you can read books and it only costs 10 euros to purchase it. And you use it through your phone, and it's a regular tablet size reading device. So that those kind of things are going to even accelerate that electronic reading experience further. So I think just e-books are the big future.
Yeah, if you look to the children, even you can see that. And you have, how many kids do you have? You have two kids.
I have two kids. Yes.
Do they? It's interesting because I know this weekend I was sitting with my kids on. It was last night, and they were sitting in the living room, and one had a computer, the other one had an iPad, and the other one had a computer, and the TV was on. And I said, you know, I'm going to tweet, "Dear TV, I don't watch you anymore," with a photo of you guys.
Right.
And they said, we're watching, we're just tweeting out what we're watching. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute here. You know, kind of, probably similar to what we're doing on the radio right now where we're talking. But then at that moment, he's going to kill me for saying this, but my other son emerged from the bathroom with an iPad, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So, you know, they're all on it, and they're all on electronics and downloading books on the iPads and Kindles and so forth. And that generation, I wonder if they're going to grow up with print. What do you think?
Yeah, well, they might. It's interesting about the electronic books because, like, based on what you were saying, you would think that the people that are reading the electronic books are younger, but actually they released some information Amazon did about the people that bought the first 1 million Kindles, and the biggest percentage of purchasers of the first Kindles were over 55. So the people that buy books are usually not the young people. Like we say, our audience for Hay House are basically women 35 and older, and the purchasers of books in general, or of the products that Hay House sells in general, are women over 35. And even if the men are reading them, the women are buying them, and that goes for all books, not just self-help books. And so it's interesting. I think the big question that a lot of people have is, are the younger people going to read books? Because now they're not necessarily. They're watching YouTube videos. They're doing different things like that, or reading short things in blogs or Facebook or things like that. So that's the big question. But we'll, you know, I think that's a question that keeps coming up over the generations, and then somehow as people get older, they tend to read. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think there's a magical answer. Katie, do you have any idea?
Well, I know my kiddo has a Kindle, and one of the reasons she got it is because we got tired of carrying 20 books everywhere she went because she's a book addict. And so, and I know for myself, too, it's like, it's nice because you don't have all those things to carry around, and that's what makes it. But at the same time, I have my old books that I'll never get rid of, because they're like my Bible. You know, I go back to them for years and years and years because they have that wisdom.
I'm a major book buyer. I must be. Yeah. I am a critter who goes to the airport or whatever, buys a book and goes on the plane and submerges in the book. I hate all the electronics. It always runs out of battery on the airplane.
Yeah.
Well, there's 75% of nonfiction books are still purchased. Physical books, so there's still, but in fiction, it's 50% to 70% are bought electronically, especially like romance books, like 70% of the market's electronic. So it's just certain categories definitely are more electronic than others. And also, like you say, some people are like you that may never want to read the electronic books. And so I think there'll always be physical books because there's the new technology that they have out there, the print-on-demand technology, makes it so that you can print one book for somebody to read, and it's at a reasonable cost and equal quality. So it makes it so that you can always have printed books, even if publishers don't print thousands at a time.
Yeah. Now,
well, and I love to write in the corner of the page in a real book my thoughts as I read something, and I think, oh, and this is how it relates to me. So sometimes I just love to have a book for that, especially if I can go back to it.
So,
and also people love books for them to get signed by the authors and different things.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. There's no signing this on iPad.
No, it makes it hard to do, that's for sure.
Take the cover of your iPad, I guess, or something. But anyway, I just want to take a moment and just for those just joining us, because a bunch of people just did, we have Reed Tracy on the line with us. He's the president and CEO of Hay House, and you can visit the website at hayhouse.com or healyourlife.com. And I also want to mention that he's on Facebook, Reed Tracy. He's on Twitter, Reed Tracy. Hay House, there's Louise Hay on Twitter, Facebook, and all over the place. Just look for many of these authors. Like Wayne Dyer and Christiana Northrup and so forth. They're all right there on Facebook and Twitter and everything. And everybody's very reachable. I'm very impressed with how huge the company is and how many books you've sold, but yet everybody's very, very reachable. How important, again, do you think that is, and how can people reach out to your authors apart from social media? Just one more time. I think those seminars are so neat.
Yeah, well, one key way to meet the authors is the I Can Do It seminars. That's probably the best and easiest way. And just the seminars in general are a great way to meet the authors and just get to know people. So I think that, and you know, the great thing about the seminars is everyone thinks they're coming for the weekend to see all these self-help authors and do all this, and usually they go away with a whole bunch of new best friends that they meet at the events. And really, that's one of the big drawing points of the Hay House events, because you get thousands of people together that, you know, have the same beliefs and ideas, and then you always seem to meet new people that become your friends. So I think a lot of people love the events for that reason too, as well as meeting the authors.
Yeah. I'm just curious, who are some of the neatest people that you've met in this journey from of being the president and CEO of Hay House? Who's somebody that, you know, kind of like us today meeting, you know, talking with you, you know, it's that moment where you get a little bit of butterflies and a little bit of nervousness and you're like, I can't believe he's on here, you know, kind of thing. Do you ever have that happen to you?
Well, I mean, I meet lots of really great people all the time. That's the good thing about publishing, is you get to meet all different kinds of people. So we have authors that are, you know, some of the richest people in the world, or some of the best known, you know, self-help people in the world, all these different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I haven't really like said, oh, this person's like, the big thing for me in all of this is that, like I said before a little bit, is that I was probably the last person that ever thought I would be working here at Hay House. So I wasn't really into any of the stuff, you know, like I literally didn't know anything about any of it. I didn't know any of the authors. I didn't know anybody. And I just got it all kind of by osmosis of being here. So it wasn't like I was seeing, I was a huge fan of these people and now I get to meet them. I met them and then became fans of theirs more. It's more that way than the other way around. And it continues that way. Like as we get new authors and work with new people, it's still the same kind of thing where you really are getting to meet new people and see the effect that they have for other people. And that's really the fun part for me. Like going to the seminars, my favorite part of going to the seminars is just standing by the book signing lines and then hearing all the people in line come up and say, oh my God, your book changed my life, like to all the different authors. It doesn't matter if you're Wayne Dyer or Michelle Phillips, you know, there's people in line that are coming up and saying, wow, your book really changed my life. And that's the really fun part about it. And it's also the part that a lot of times you forget while you're sitting here doing the business part, because even though, you know, the ideas and things that we're presenting are to help people, we still have all the business stuff that any other business has, and you can get caught up in that and forget about why you're really doing it all.
But isn't it so cool that you're not? Katie, don't you just think that's just, oh, he's so cool. I love
well,
that. Yeah,
you know,
it's just real.
It's very real. It's having watched this, because I used to go to the Body and Soul conferences before they became I Can Do It conferences way back at the beginning. And even just watching how the authors themselves have changed over time. And I love the fact that everyone involved in Hay House seems to really, they walk the walk. They don't preach something other than what they actually live, and they allow us to see them go through it. And
yeah.
That's really important and valuable. I think Reed's an example of that, and somebody who obviously listened when he got an opportunity, and he probably walked into it going, oh my God, why am I here? And then went, oh, okay, I guess I'll just keep walking.
Cool. You know, there was a, I love to talk about kids on the show. I mean, I really do. And I would love to talk about your wife too and her children's books, because I love that too. But there was a Facebook post by you recently, and I don't have it memorized, so help me here. But it was about how you, I think you were on an airplane to maybe, I want to say Rome, with one of your kids.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I was flying to Rome with my son Dane. My wife and my daughter, my wife's name's Christina Tracy, and my daughter Ava had already gone to Rome, and my son and I stayed behind because he had soccer games, and so then we went and met them there. But yeah, I wrote about how you can look at things differently because of the way your kids look at them and that sort of thing. And I remembered when I was the very first time that I went, the whole idea of that, and I don't remember everything I wrote in that post, but the whole idea came from that the very first time that I went to Italy with Louise was for a tour there, and Louise, they put Louise in first class, and I was in the middle seat on the last row of the plane in the smoking section. And so, but I was still like super excited to be going to Italy, and that was the first time I had really been out of the United States or anything like that. And so, and now I was just making on the reason why we went to Rome is we were meeting, we did a tour on a cruise ship of Italy, Greece, and Turkey. And Wayne Dyer gave a speech, like five or six speeches, and we had like 300 people that came with us on the tour. So it was a good, it was definitely a good trip, and you know, my kids learned a lot of things that they didn't know, like going to Turkey, which is basically 99% Muslim, and you know, hearing like all the daily prayers and calling for the prayers and all those kind of things that you would never ever see in the United States. So it was a good trip to see that, and also, like I said in there, it was good just to see how excited Dane was to be going to Europe and remember back the first time I went. And I, on that cruise, I made a list of all the countries I've been to, and I've been to like 39 different countries that I can remember so far.
Wow.
And so to remember back to the first foreign country, it was a whole different thing. So
did you ever, when you were a little kid, did you ever think you would be doing what you're doing now? Like, what were you like as a little kid yourself?
I knew I would be doing something in business, but I didn't, definitely the last thing I thought, I think, was anything to do with books. Like I say in the seminars that I do, is that my biggest thing when I got out of college was that I was so happy I didn't have to read any more books. You know?
Wow, that's great.
Yep, and then I say that, you know, the universe had other plans for me, and I didn't even know what the universe was. So.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. And your wife, you said she was a children's book author. Would you share her name one more time?
Sure, it's Christina Tracy, and she used to be actually a publicist. And then Wayne Dyer wanted to write a children's book, and he wrote this children's, what he thought was a great children's book, but it had been a long time since his kids were small, and the children's books were written for people 3 to 8, the ones that she's done,
mm-hmm.
kids 3 to 8. And so I got the book, and he's like, oh, I really want to do it. And I go, Wayne, this book's like terrible, you know, because it was written like for adults, for children. And I said, well, you know what, I think that my wife, Christina, who he knew, I think she could really help you make it into a good book. And so the two of them wrote this book called Incredible You, which was the very first book that they did, and it became a New York Times bestseller, and it has sold like over 200,000 copies so far. And and then now she's written 5 books with Wayne, and she's written a book with Louise Hay and one with Doreen Virtue, and one with Deepak Chopra. And so she has 8 or 9 books that she's written. She has a new one coming out with Christiane Northrup called Beautiful Girl, and it's all about to make younger girls really appreciate their and understand their bodies. And it's really, really good. It's going to be interesting to see how that does. But everyone who's read it, even the adult women who read it, think, you know, it's really, really good. So I think that's going to do good. And so since she definitely didn't start out to be a children's author, but she's sold like hundreds of thousands of books, and probably close to 1 million books between all the different ones she's done.
Congratulations to her. Isn't that cool, Katie?
It is, and it's, we talk about this so many times on this show. We talk about people coming on who say, it was just a decision or a choice I made to show up at something that changed my life. And you never know. You just never know. And I just think that's a great example of that is, you know, you may start out thinking you're going to be one thing, and life throws you a different choice. It's neat.
Yeah. I absolutely it is, you know, and leaps of faith, you know, where people, you know, like, you know, my story is, you know, being, you know, part of my story, not my whole story, but being in a career that I just didn't love, and I knew I didn't love it, and I was sitting there, and I wrote the business plan for Best Ever You sort of behind closed doors at my desk in a financial industry job, and took a leap of faith, and I remember coming home and saying, guess what, I quit. And my husband just looking at me kind of wide-eyed. But it was the best thing I ever did. I mean, he really, I think he dropped a cup of coffee even at that moment. He's like, you did what? And I said, I had to quit today. I'm sorry, but I have to do something else with my world. And he's like, that's not a very good choice. Maybe you should go ask for your job back. And I said, no, I'm sorry, it's done. It's so done. And but it's the best thing I ever did. And Katie, how many times do we interview people that have those types of stories?
They just all the time. And when I saw the movie The Shift, I was like, oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, I could, because that is exactly what we see all the time. And people making choices at some point in their life that they want a different life. They want a better life. They want to change their life. And that's what the movie The Shift is all about. It's honoring who you want to be and who you truly are. And, yeah, exactly. And you and I both know what that's like. I mean, we've both made huge changes. I'm sitting here in the state of Washington, going all the way across the country with my family.
I remember that conversation with Katie, meeting her, and she's like, you know, I don't want to live here anymore. I'm like, well, where are we going to move? That was just so, it's such an interesting change. Katie moved all the way across the country. We both moved all the way across the country, but she moved from Maine all the way to the Seattle, Washington area. About how many years ago now? Is it one full year yet?
One full year. And I have to say, it was a laser coaching with Cheryl Richardson that had a big part of it, and just really helping me see that, whoa, I wasn't living the way I really wanted to live. And so I've always wanted to thank her for that.
There you go.
It really is. Yeah, you just never know how any introduction to any human being or any event is going to change your life.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to just make sure we keep an eye on time here. We have just about 8 minutes left. Reed, is there anything that we've completely missed that you wanted to talk about? Because, we can go anywhere.
Yep. Nope. I think that you're covering everything very well, and I'm happy to comment on anything you want me to.
Well, you know what I'd love to do is maybe introduce our audience to a few of your other authors. We've talked about Louise. What about Wayne or Doreen or Marianne Williamson, or are there some authors that you'd like to talk about and share their message?
Well, I mean, each of them have their own message, and they're definitely the best at sharing it. I mean, I think, like we mentioned before, a great way to get an introduction to a lot of them is listen to the Hay House Radio. There's 20 different ones there that people can listen to and get introduced to. And also, another good thing to do is, like I mentioned, the I Can Do It conferences. And the I Can Do It conferences, you can go live, but also we stream them all on the internet. So for $50, I think it is, that you can listen to a whole entire weekend conference on the internet, no matter where you are in your own time and place. And that's another great way to get introduced to people.
Mm-hmm.
One of our new authors that we're super excited about is Chris Carr. I don't know if you know who she is, but she did Crazy Sexy Diet, was her last book, and it was a big bestseller. But we have a new book coming out by her in like 2 weeks called Crazy Sexy Kitchen. And that's super, I mean, she's a phenomenal person. Like, I really, really like working with her, and she's just unbelievable, and her dedication to help people with their health, she has like an amazing personality, and it's just like she's addicting to be around. And she has a website called chriscarr.com, and it's like unbelievable the amount of resources and stuff she has there, and we're super excited to be working with her. And it's going to be fun to bring her book out and see what happens. So,
yeah. And do you spell that? How do you spell Chris Carr? Just for people.
It's K R I S and C A R R. So Chris Carr. Yep, and .com. And she used to have her website used to be Crazy Sexy, and she changed it to her name, and it's just so much easier to get the word out, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one other thing I wanted to just mention before we go here is that, you know, and Katie, chime in here too, and Reed, please chime in. You know, if you're sitting here today and you're listening to this call, I think there's probably a reason, and you might not even know what it is. And I would just really invite you to please go to hayhouse.com and just start kind of poking your nose around and looking at the items on the website and listening and reading and downloading or going to their Facebook or, you know, just start. It's important, Katie, don't you think, to just start somewhere?
It is. And I also encourage people to attend any of their events. And many of the authors do local events as well. And keep an eye out. Get on their listservs. Some of them have weekly quotes they send you. Cheryl Richardson sends a newsletter. A lot of them have newsletters. There are ways to just begin to understand and get their wisdom and start thinking about your own changes. Absolutely. Yeah. I highly recommend that.
You know, and then talking a little bit about change, a lot of people are afraid to change. You know, it pushes you into that uncomfortable zone. And I also noticed that when you make a change, it sometimes takes the people around you a while to catch up. So it can be really, really uncomfortable to make change.
Yeah. Right, and we talked about that. In Percolate, you talk so clearly about the fact that people can make small changes that make a big difference.
Yeah.
So even being on the radio now, listening to this, is a change for some people. But opening up your website, looking and beginning to read some of their information, that might be a change you make. Yeah. And it might change your life. You never know.
Yep, absolutely. And to not be afraid to make change either because, you know, change is scary, but change always happens anyway, you know, doesn't it, Katie? I mean, it's always, change is always happening around us, and it's very important to be brave like Louise. I think she's so neat.
Mm.
I do. And
That's certainly an incredible example. And Reed as well, because he certainly changed from being a CPA to being CEO of Hay House. That's a huge change. So,
were you scared?
Absolutely.
Were you ever scared? Or were you like, okay,
No, believe me, I've had many. Like, it hasn't been all as easy as it all looks to everyone else. So it's always a business and it takes its ups and downs just like any other business, but it's definitely been fun and rewarding along the way for sure. Also one thing I'll say to anyone who wants, we have a new book that we're just releasing and everyone calls the book like Reed's book and all this because I really, really love this book, and it's by an unknown author, and it's called For the Sender, and the author's name is Alex Woodard. And when Wayne Dyer read the book, he said, "This is a beautifully written book with a powerful message. I read it in one sitting and absolutely loved it." And it really, actually, he read the book and it influenced him so much that he sat down and wrote another book of his own called I Can See Clearly Now, which we'll all see in a year, in 2014. But anyone who wants that book, I would love to give it to them for free if they just come to my Facebook page. So they can just go to facebook.com/Reed, R-E-I-D-G, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. And if they leave me a message there with their address, I'll send them the book for free.
Oh, how wonderful.
And it's because I just want people, because the book is amazing. Like, the writing and everything in it is incredible. And I just love for people to read it. And just, it's a way just to get, if people want a little connection of what Hay House is about, that'll be a book I'd be glad to give them.
Perfect. All right. Well, gosh, thank you for being with us. I'm just so happy that you are the president of that company, because it's a company that is just amazing. I mean, at hayhouse.com, everyone, and Reed Tracy, and what a blessing in all of our lives to have you with us for the hour.
Well, thank you. It was great
so
spending time with both of you.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you and everything that you do for the world. So thank you so much. And Katie, anything closing that you want to add?
No, just thank you, Reed, for all you
thank
and
you.
All the authors do, mm-hmm. and for making yourself accessible to everyone out here. It's really, it's changing lives. What
yes,
a blessing.
Absolutely. All right, hayhouse.com, everyone, and the wonderful Reed Tracy, President and CEO of Hay House. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and I'm sorry that we have to go. We could probably go on for hours and hours, but we are running out of time. So we'll see you tomorrow at 1 p.m. with Frank Stallone. And take care, everyone, and have a beautiful day. Thank
Enjoy
you,
today.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.